The clubs are back at work. Hawthorn has held its induction camp, as has become tradition. At Kokoda, Sam Mitchell, he did it as a player. He's done it again, returning as an assistant coach. Sam, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Yes, good to be on with you, Jared.
What sort of shape are you in?
A bit better shape after getting back from Kokoda, I must admit. It was quite the experience. It was really really good to go over again and get a bit of a different look at it as being a little bit older these days.
So tell us about it. Tell us what touches you most when you go to do it.
I think it's probably the stories. When you hear back about 1942 and what happened on that track, and there's still a lot of remnants of what happened. You find old bits of ammo over there that they've caught up, and there's still the holes that they dug to hide in. The young diggers, and sort of the average age was 19 or 20 years old of the people over there. So when you find the history and it's actually still all there, it's pretty rugged terrain. And there's obviously the physical aspect of it, which is very, very difficult. But the stories of what happened over there and the people that perished on the track and how they've been spoken about since, that's probably what gets you the most.
Were you looking forward to going back, having done it, 14 years ago?
Yeah, 14 years ago. It was very different. I think probably what I learnt the most was when I did it, I was 21 or 22 at the time, and probably don't know what you're capable of, and going back this time, you have an underlying confidence that no matter how tough it is, you'll sort of survive the end. But it was interesting watching some of the young players do it, and some of them are a little bit more life experience than others, and those with the life experience sort of had that underlying confidence that they would survive it, and some of the younger players, I think, grew that as the week went, which was great to watch.
So what are the physical... So how long does it take?
It's probably about, if you just walk it with no activities or exercises, about 50 hours of walking. And that's not, walking along the... I did a sort of a 20K walk back in Melbourne along roads and things like that. And that didn't really prepare me. It was more the up and down of it. Plus, I guess players were given, log carries and stretcher carries and all these other aspects, which slowed them down, which made it a little bit easier for the coaches that went along, which was nice, but also gave them a bit of an understanding of what it might have been like for the diggers back in 42.
And what sort of... So it takes a physical toll across those days?
Yeah, certainly did. I mean, little things like, your feet get a bit banged up with blisters and having to look after those things. And there's a lot of downhill, a lot of steep downhill, so some of the boys' knees get a little bit sore. And then obviously there's significant uphill sections, which catches different parts of the body. So I think everyone had a sore spot or two over the course of the week, and being able to manage that and make sure that you continue to look after your body as best you can in tough environment. It was one of the ongoing challenges of the week.
So what's the football outcome that you search for from a historic exercise like this?
It's probably not a fitness thing for football, really. I think it's a resilience training and a shared experience of difficulty. So those players that went together, 16 players that went, and they now have a shared tough experience that they'll be able to look each other in the eye at the 20-minute mark of the last quarter at some point in the future and know that they've been through worse. And the groups that have been previously will all have that same ability. And I think it's really important that you have that shared meaning. And I think getting guys to do a stretcher carry or a carry, significant things up hills, if you do that in the Grampians, then that's one thing. But if you do it in a place where it was done and there's a reason to it that you're trying to emulate what people have done before you, then it does give it a bit of a different aspect, and I think that's pretty important for the players to have that shared experience.
Did you maintain a bond with the players you did it with in 2004? Well, something particular from that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's lots of things. I mean, it was I had all these memories come flooding back at different moments, and certainly it's one of those things that mostly if you're talking about it in passing, you just talk about how tough it was and how you'd never go back. But when you get into the real heart of it, it was a pretty special experience back then. And we had a lot of shared times. And, I was caught up with Timmy Clark the other day, and we did it together in 2004. And we still were, telling stories about some aspects and some funny things, players, falling over and Getting new nicknames out of those camps, and they were all pretty special experiences. I think when you're in a footy club, those pre-season camps are always great. Although they're always tough, they're always great times.
So tell us about some of the players who did it this time around, Sam, who mightn't be necessarily familiar names to us yet.
Some of the names you'll know. Chad Wingard was a great experience for him, coming into a new club. Scrimshaw the same. Blake Hardwick and Darwin Impey, they're probably the guys that you would know the most. There's young guys like Peter and Henry Morrison and Harry Jones and players like that. So it was a pretty good experience. Mitch Lewis was pretty impressive over the week. I think the oldest and most mature player was Dave Mirra. So he's 28, and his leadership was really strong and really helped out a lot of the younger guys, like Ollie Hanrahan and guys like that came along.
Was there a sense of trepidation from some? Graham Wright sort of half jokingly said yesterday he didn't think Chad Wingard was overly looking forward to the prospect of it.
If I was being honest, I'd say there was probably five or six at least who were terrified.
Yep.
Before we left, because the players, as you do in a football club, you tell stories of the worst possible scenarios before you go. Oh, when we did it, we had to do this and that. And so a few of the players were terrified before they left. And our original briefing the night before we left Port Moresby was we had to be up at, we had to be ready in the foyer at 3:15 in the morning.
Yep.
And the original, introduction to it was just as terrifying. They did nothing to help. And then the first day, so we got up at 3:15, we flew and then caught a bus to the start to the Kokoda Plateau where you start the walk, and we walked until it was after dark. So that first day was a bit of a shock to the system in 80 or 90% humidity and 30 plus degrees. I must say I wouldn't have minded Clarko slowing down a little bit more on day one.
What's his demeanour like on a camp like that?
He's just a warhorse, Clarko.
Yeah.
He's like a Clydesdale. He just churns out the work, and when he gets a bit tired, he makes sure the players have got enough activities to do to slow them down. And I think he really enjoys the hard work. I mean, that's the sixth time he's done it, I think, so pretty impressive from him. And he had like everyone on the Kokoda track, no one gets through it feeling good the whole time, so everyone has their moments where they battle a little bit, and Clarko had his as well, but, he's always so strong, and he manages to always be the strong leader that you expect of him at every moment, regardless of how he's feeling personally.
And what's his storytelling like on a camp like that?
I think what it does is it really breaks down. You're not telling stories that you would normally tell. I think if you thought about the stories that Clarko told on that, there's a lot of them that are about the war and about last time he'd been and other players that have done it. There's lots of different experiences when you're walking on a track over there. So obviously there's no phones, there's no toilets. So the level of conversation is significantly different to what it might be within the four walls of a footy club, which is great for the players to see someone like Alistair Clarkson, down in the, making him very personable and making him into a genuine mate for that week before going back to being your head coach and your boss afterwards.
The one thing that happened while you're away, and I'm sure it didn't happen while you're away per se, is that Jared Roughead relinquished the captaincy as someone who's lived most of his journey with him and held that role. What did you think of his decision?
Yeah, I've spoken to Ruffy a little bit about it over the last little while, and he was pretty comfortable that his time was coming to an end to do that, and I think he was happy to make sure that he could help whoever was going to step into the role afterwards, and that'll be really important for him to do now and, make sure that whoever steps into that role has got a little bit of support around him from within the playing group, someone who understands the role and has done it before, rather than just from the coaches.
Mm. Will it be good for him to be free of it, I suppose?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at Ruffy now, he's obviously been through a traumatic, last few years. With his cancer treatments and all those things. And now to be at the back of that, he's also had a child last year. To go through that sort of process as a player is a significant change in your life. And I think for him to just focus on his footy, as he mentioned in his statement, I think that'll be really important for him. And I think, for him to play the best footy, I think having less on his plate, because he's a very busy man outside of footy as well, so making sure that he gets the best out of himself on the field this year. I think if he feels he can do that by not being the captain, then I think everyone understands that.
Sam, thanks for taking the call this morning, and well done walking Kokoda a second time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Sam Mitchell now, an assistant coach with the Hawks. You can join Hawthorn for season 2019. Call 1300 042 957 or visit hawthornfc.com.au.